Good morning, colleagues. Good morning to the members of the delegation of the Government of Hong Kong, our Special Administrative Region, People's Republic of China. On behalf of the committee and myself, I would like to welcome you and all those following this meeting to the 135th session of the Human Rights Committee. This is meeting number 3891, and this meeting is devoted to the consideration of the fourth periodic report of Hong Kong, China, submitted under the standard reporting procedure in September 2019. The list of issues and the responses to the list of issues are available online and in the files of the committee members. The delegation of the Government of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, China, is led by His Excellency Mr. Tsang, the Secretary for Constitutional and Mainland Affairs, and is participating remotely from Hong Kong due to the situation of COVID-19 in Hong Kong. The committee would have, of course, preferred for the participation in person, but we understand the difficulties of travel from those areas. In view of the fact that this is a hybrid meeting, the consideration of the report will take place over three meetings of 2 hours each, allowing for a constructive dialogue on all of the issues in the list of issues. Both members and the delegation have been informed of the way that this process will happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to acknowledge the presence here in the room of His Excellency Ambassador Chen Xu, Permanent Representative of the People's Republic of China to the United Nations Office and other international organizations in Geneva, and his colleagues from the mission. Ambassador Cheng will be making a brief statement at the outset, so I will give the floor to His Excellency Mr. Cheng for his statement before turning to the delegation. Welcome, sir, and you have